This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India and Laopedia today signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields including defence, cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sonekshe Sifandon in Vientiane. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met President Thongloun Sisoulith in Vientiane. The two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for peace and progress of the entire region. After concluding his successful two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi reached New Delhi this evening. Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has notified schemes guidelines for implementation of innovative projects under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Under the scheme, 500 crore rupees have been earmarked to encourage advancements in rooftop solar technologies, business models and integration techniques. The component seeks to identify and support startups, institutions and industries in piloting new concepts with a focus on emerging solutions like rooftop solar integrated with electric vehicles and battery storage. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India-Europe trade can grow exponentially with mutual understanding and cooperation. Speaking at the launch of the Federation of European Business in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that the world cannot work on the principle of retaliation but has to find solutions through mutual cooperation. He also said that the European Union's policies and actions like rules related to deforestation, carbon border adjustment mechanism have impacted the Indian industry. Mysuru Darbhanga Express has met with an accident at Kavarapettai located near Gumidipundi in the Chennai division of the Indian Railways. The train, which was travelling towards Andhra Pradesh, collided with a stationary goods train, leading to significant damage and disruption. More details are awaited. Passengers of an Air India Express flight had a narrow escape today when the aeroplane developed a technical snag with its landing gear soon after getting airborne. The flight was going from Tiruchi to Sharjah with 154 passengers and crew. An emergency appeal was sent to the Tiruchi airport so that the aircraft could land. After 2 hours of flying and exhausting most of the fuel, the flight landed at the airport safely. Firefighters and ambulances were kept ready for any emergency situation. In J&K, Omar Abdullah of National Conference today staked claim to form the government and handed over the letters of support from Congress, CPIM, AAP and Independents to the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Later, speaking to the media, he said that he has requested the Lieutenant Governor to fix a date for the swearing-in ceremony so that the government can be formed in Jammu and Kashmir. The Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, along with National Regulatory Authority of India and affiliated institutions, have met the international standards for vaccine regulations set by World Health Organization, WHO. Union Health Ministry said a team of international experts from various countries led by WHO headquarters in Geneva reviewed India's vaccine regulatory system last month. The ministry said safety, efficacy and quality are three basic parameters of assessment of vaccines. India retains maturity level 3 with highest marks in several functions. Speaking about this landmark achievement, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava said the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, in collaboration with WHO, has made exemplary efforts towards this achievement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.